This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is a podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Hello, Ames.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
or
whatever day. Happy whatever day you'll listen to this podcast to.
How are you? Seem very jolly and vocal today. The answer to that is clearly no.
It's really warm and I hate being the one to moan about it. But you know when you're not a nice woman, you're a bit clammy.
Were you wearing all black, Ames? Get a bit of
colour. It's a t-shirt. It's not as if I'm wearing a jumper, but yeah, I do agree. But all black is just, it's my brand.
Mm, it's quite clammy, but it does help to make you look glowy, hey?
Sweaty. Is that the word you were looking for?
No, glowy.
Sweaty.
Duh.
How are you?
Yes, I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. We've got 69 reviews on our iTunes.
Have we?
At time of recording, yes.
69? Way. Wink, wink, ledge.
I was really hoping it was going to be a review that was going to be like something to do with the fact that they were the 69th review, but hey ho, never mind. Can't win them all.
Well, you'd think if people listening to us are...
I know,
it must be at least 15% as grotesque as we are to find us funny. So
true.
I'm disappointed in you guys. I'm really disappointed.
Very true. But other than that, I'm great. I'm very good, thank you. Mm. I have to admit that since we last recorded
a podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, so long ago, I have found my one true love. Forget about my new boyfriend.
Good.
Forget
about my dog. It's not new anymore.
Yeah, well, no, I guess he's not
boyfriend.
That new. Yeah.
Go on then, what's your one true love?
My one true love is Woolida Skin Food. Fuck my life.
I made you buy this.
I know, I'm going to go stock up.
Mm.
On the Holland and Barrett
penny
sale.
I don't know if it's ended now, but a few days ago it said only had a few days left. So.
Well, I'm going immediately then. See you.
Oh no, come back.
I'm just joking, I'm still here.
That was meant to be a door show.
Well, yeah, it's just my one true love and I cannot get enough of it.
I really like it, but I can only wear it at night because I feel like it makes me extremely greasy.
That's true.
Not greasy, it's very moisturising, but it makes me look greasy.
Yeah, I would like to try the light version as well, but also must admit, since we've last spoken.
What?
I deleted the selfie.
Oh, for God's sake.
So if anybody follows us on Instagram...
And if you don't, what are you doing?
Yeah, at birthday.skin. There was a whole debacle on there, and I'm just going to let you go see it for yourselves. We don't need to explain it again, but you've missed some real smooth content, may I add. So, yeah, that was awkward.
She accidentally deleted our most engaged picture.
Stop, okay, yeah.
It had so many likes. It had loads of people had saved it, and I don't know why, because it was just a picture of us.
I know, it was horrendous.
So many people saved it.
I'm just staring into the distance, to be honest. I'm zoning out. But yeah, if you would like to see what that's all about, just go to Instagram.
We re-uploaded it, to be honest, and it's making its way back up there.
Yeah, you go have a look at it. But in answer to your question, everything is fine. And
everything is fine. There's like fire behind you and it's raining and there's a whatever.
Yeah. But today's episode is on Entale.
Yes.
For once and all. We did have a few technical problems, so I've said that in the last few episodes, but we are on Entale, which is basically a podcast platform. It's just an app that you download. You don't have to have an account. You don't have to have anything. You can literally just download it and you're set, ready to go. Mm-hmm. But if you listen on Entale, then we apply a lot of pictures and links and things that you can see while you're listening. So if we're talking about something that you like the sounds of, then we'll put a link in or whatnot. Like we would have just put a picture in of the said selfie from Instagram. So if you're watching if you're listening on Entale, then you'll have been able to have seen that gorgeous piece of content that had to be re-uploaded.
That's so many people saved.
So yeah, if you've not listened or like tried Entale, it is fantastic. So you can go and get a bit of extra content through that.
Just easier, isn't it?
Today's episode is all about collagen.
Well, it's not. It's about collagen supplements.
Yes, that's very true.
But collagen in general, we've seen this one's we've wanted. Blah, 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 blah. It's one we've wanted to do for quite a while, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. we got a message, and this was ages ago, basically saying like, "Hi girls, what do you think about collagen powder?" Me and you yeah. were both a bit like, "What the fuck?
What
collagen powder? Like, yeah. what is that?" But then recently, it's. You know, I go on, if you didn't know already, I go to the gym. So I go on my protein a lot. And they do collagen tablets.
Yeah, loads.
We'll go into the different kinds of supplements later. But, like, you see, like, Kourtney Kardashian posting about mm-hmm. collagen drinks, Poosh. Don't you? So, yeah.
Poosh. It is quite confusing, though. I think it's very easy to just believe it's a bit of a fad. And there yeah. are a few bits of information in this podcast that are pretty important in terms of taking care of the collagen in your skin and also taking supplements, because yeah. there's certain ways that you can consume collagen that actually won't work. So if you would like to know how it does and doesn't work, then please keep listening. Yay. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're going to go through the kind of collagen supplements in a bit more detail.
I'm going to tell you what collagen is in
to
general.
To start with.
Like
yeah.
the collagen that is already in your body, because it is already in your body.
Yeah.
And then just in what form you can buy it in supplements.
Yeah.
And as always, you're going to go into the more scientific bit of...
Yeah.
Also, do you know on that comment on the selfie when somebody was like, "Oh my God, I got the voices completely the wrong way around."
Oh my God,
I still
yeah.
find is really weird.
Yeah.
I can't imagine me with your voice. I thought, "Oh my God, I look like the smart one."
Oh my God.
Because you're the one that's always talking about really sciencey stuff, because you're a little bit more confident than me at like... speaking. You're
I
more confident
like
me at life
at school, guys.
But yeah, I get like really if you haven't noticed already. So when somebody said that they thought that was me, I was like, "Oh, I look smarter than you." Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, well, you got my lovely accent.
Are you? You're from Blackpool.
From Doncaster. So yeah, you're going to do all that info, and then I research, because let's just mention something here as a caveat.
Mm-hmm.
Collagen supplements are not vegetarian and they are not vegan. They are not animal product free, because we're going to explain it later. But if you are not vegetarian, then I'm going to explain later on how you can help collagen production in your body without having supplements.
Yeah.
So if you just a heads up now. Yeah. If you are veggie, this is not veggie friendly. I don't eat pork or beef. So the only meat that I eat is chicken and fish. So I'm okay. But just a quick heads up.
Yeah.
That if you take all this information and you think it's sick, and then I get to the end and tell you that you can't have it because you're veggie, you're going to be pretty pissed off with me.
Yeah, so, but like you said, you are going to go later on.
Yeah, so later on, I'm just going to go through like exactly how you can get collagen, where it comes from, and how you can help yourself it. Yeah. Yeah. Go on the names.
Yeah, right.
You best get going.
We speak about collagen quite a lot. Obviously, it's like a huge... I was going to say buzzword, but it's not a buzzword. Like, it's an actual thing.
Yeah.
And it's in quite a lot of products. Like, you'll see a lot of things on the shelf that are like collagen eye cream, blah, blah, blah. So it's not something that we're completely in the dark about. But obviously, mm-hmm. if we're doing an episode about collagen supplements, it mm-hmm. would be a bit stupid to not give an overview on collagen beforehand.
Yeah, duh.
So it's the most abundant protein in our body. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of it in there. It's found in your muscles and your bones and your skin and your blood vessels and your digestive system and your tendons. Basically, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Quick little facts. Obviously, we're talking about collagen mainly to do with your skin. Obviously, it's got so many other benefits to the rest of your body anyway. But we're going to focus on, you know, mainly skin.
Yeah.
So your skin, right? I read it's made up of 75% collagen.
Whoa.
Obviously, that's when you're like fresh out the womb, whatever, because it starts yeah. to like degrade.
Deplete,
as you get older.
Yeah.
Pretty much like everything in your skin. And this is down to stuff that we've spoken about a million times before. Like
yeah.
if you don't wear your protection and all this stuff that you're going to go into later mm-hmm. to help keep the collagen production popping.
Pop it. Like it. Polka dot it.
But yeah, so it's basically... whatever. Basically, it's fucking everywhere. There was no need for me to swear then. It's everywhere. I'm trying to stop swearing as much. And I keep realising there's no need. But when I go home, my mum's effing and blinding. And I literally turn around and I'm like, there's no need to swear that much, mum. You've made me into
Nobody
the person I am today.
Nobody likes people who turn around and say, there's no need to swear, because you just want to tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, but my mum will literally go, oh, my fucking toast is ready. I'm going to fucking butter it now. And I'm like... Mum, you know, I'm going to be popping out kids, not soon, but in about 7 years.
I'm going to have a dog in 5 years. He doesn't need to hear that.
Yeah, Mum, your grandchildren don't need to be around this. Lol, I don't know who I'm kidding. I literally swear all the time. So anyway, it's everywhere, basically. And your skin's made up of 75% collagen. And what it does in terms of benefit into the skin, as we've spoke about a million times, basically gives it, I hate this word, it's elasticity.
Yes.
Yeah, and its strength, along with replacing dead skin cells and stuff. It has so many benefits, and that's why people take supplements of it. Because
that's
not
why
only
we
for
have
the skin, yeah, for
episode.
All your body.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also referred to, little science fact, as a complex protein. It contains, how many different amino acids do you think it contains?
1 million.
19.
19.
So there's your little overview on collagen. Basically, it's found everywhere. It's really good. Most abundant protein in the body, and it's got 19 different amino acids.
It's actually really helpful. I'll put the link in here if you're listening on Entail, but it's really helpful if you listen to our peptides episode, I think, there.
Yeah, I think that's going to come in more with all the stuff you're going to bubble on about, isn't
definitely.
It? Because I don't really go into it that
yeah.
much detail.
I had to go back into my notes, had to dig back through the file and, you know, find out exactly what we'd written.
Said to me before, is peptides the one that... Burger.
That we kept saying burger.
Burger. Also, I'm really bloody sorry to the Scottish lady who got in touch with us. What an absolute babe. But
total
when
babe.
We realised that she was from Scotland,
we were like,
fuck, she's going to be so offended. Because that episode, we must have gone,
Bedgar,
about 70 different times. And I think we offended. Well, she didn't say anything, but
we
I'd
must
be offended.
Do.
Yeah.
I'd be offended at the accents that we do in flat birthday skin.
I actually have done my Scouse accent to quite a few people and they've gone, oh my God, that's really good.
Oh my God.
We did Scouse.
I got told by a guy from LA that I sounded like I was from LA, so please.
She's still going on about the fact she
yeah, I'm
LA.
Basically Kim Kardashian now.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
So Scouse is my thing.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'd rather be from LA, babe, sorry.
That's really mean. I bet all our Scouse listeners are going to get really offended by that. Do I think that's really good?
Yeah, I think it's
really
good.
Or do you think people will
Scouser.
Be offended by that?
We never know.
Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to imitate you. Sorry.
At this point, I might put a warning sign on Entail.
Please don't.
Please don't be offended if you're a Scouser.
Please don't. I just want to
be you.
Anyway, in what form can you buy supplements? That is my next.
Go on then. Tell
title.
Us, love.
Pretty much any form.
Oh, great. On to the next.
Main. Yeah,
you can
next.
Buy it in curtains.
Can't be arsed. Next. The main three I've got are drinks, powder, and tablets. So tablets, like I said before, on the MyProtein website, I think you can get quite a big pack for $10.99. Not expensive, whatever. Bish, bosh, bosh. Does what it says
Real
on the tin.
Real good nosh.
Powder, added to pretty much anything. Smoothies, coffees, shakes.
Cereal.
Literally whatever.
Porridge.
I actually, in the next point, so for drinks, blah, obviously it's the same kind of thing, you just add it
you
to.
You just said the word blah.
Blah, blah.
That sentence.
Blah, blah,
so,
blah.
So, blah, yeah.
That's the way my brain works.
In your head, it's just blah, 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 Amy Wall, blah, 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 Scouse accent,
blah, blah,
blah,
blah,
blah,
blah,
blah,
blah,
blah, blah.
But yeah, so I was telling my friend, she was like, what are you recording about today? She's not Scouse, she's from Ireland. But she was like, what are you recording about today? And I said, oh, collagen supplements. She was like, oh my God, did you watch Dragon's Den last night? What? Why? She went, two girls went on it trying to sell collagen.
Collagen?
So collagen infused gin.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say anything on this, but I know the effects of alcohol on your skin.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a tricky one, isn't it? I think they've just taken this like complete hype around collagen and shoved it on something else that there's a hype around. But, you know, whatever. It might be really nice, to be honest.
Might be able to get collagen infused condoms one day and it'll make your vagina nice and smooth and supple.
That is disgusting.
Sorry, I took it too far.
That is vile. Why are you thinking about smooth and supple vaginas? But what I wanted...
I don't know. There's a lot of people that have had babies that just want to be like, back to how they were before, pre-baby.
Anyway.
God, oh my God, don't steal that idea. I'm going to go and make them.
I'm literally there like,
collagen-infused lube. Sorry, I need to stop. Sorry.
So you little holy devil.
I hope
devil.
To fucking God that none of my family members listen to this, or Alex's family members. Jesus Christ.
She was saying as well, sorry. Not any of your family members, my little Irish friend from work. What's that fucking whistle?
Little Irish friend.
If Claire's listening, which I don't think she does anyway. Well, she's a little Irish lady, isn't she? There's no really other way to describe her. But she was saying that when they were talking about the collagen, that she was like, oh, yeah, people, they said that people sprinkle the powder onto the salads and stuff.
Yeah. So I think I have heard of that, yeah. Salad dressings.
Whatever. But yeah. That's all I've got.
Lovely, that's you done. You want to leave?
That's me done. Might go now. I might go and start investing in those condoms.
I haven't made them yet. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I might invest in the ideas.
Well, I'm going to speak about what collagen kind of is in a little bit more detail in regards to how it's then turned into a product that you can buy in a bottle or in a powder or whatever. So as obviously Ames has mentioned, collagen is found all over your body. There's loads of different types. However, the type that we are talking about is called type 1. Literally, that's it. So it's found in your skin, your bones.
Name.
Yeah, type 1. Well, there was like Roman numerals and shit like that, and I'm actually not very good at reading them. The only reason I can read Roman numerals,
it's been a long day,
is because of a clock. I just know that 3 o'clock is when the small hand's that way and the big hand's up. So I know it's 3. So then I just guess that that's 3. I sound so
blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Roman numerals.
Blah, blah,
it's called type 1.
Right.
So there's a few different things that I found quite funny. Like the scientific terminology. I love how it tries to be all like, it doesn't try to be, it is intelligent and it's really clever. However, collagen is part of something called a fibroblast. And all I could think of was like, this is my brand new fibroblast 3000. I'm going to shoot you with my water gun. It just sounds like a new water gun.
It does sound like a water gun.
Like, oh my God, have you got the new fibroblast 4000? Do you get it? Do you see where I'm coming from?
I get it. There was one time. This one time in summer, completely irrelevant. But it's funny because my mum bought... So I've got two nieces and a nephew and they're all relatively young, all under 10 years old. My mum bought them water guns and I hid them all but took one for myself. And like went round and was like, spraying them all and they were all getting really pissed off.
I'd be so upset.
It was so funny.
You're a horrible auntie.
No, I'm fun.
Well, I'd have walked around the corner with my Fibroblast 4000 and got you all.
I would have hid it.
Yeah, so anyway, I just found the word quite funny. So collagen is part of a fibroblast, which has elastin and stuff like that, which is kind of like part of the bigger picture, which is where we explain it in peptides. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing is, earlier I mentioned that there's different ways that you can have collagen products, and a lot of like creams and lotions will say that they've got collagen in them. However, I've mentioned this before, collagen molecules are too big to be absorbed by the skin.
Yeah.
So if something's saying that there's collagen in a facial moisturizer or whatever, you won't be absorbing it, so you have to take it in different ways, which are the supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I've just said that the collagen molecule is too big. In terms of having it in a product, they put the collagen through a process called hydrolysis, so that it's actually known as hydrolyzed collagen. And it pretty much means that they've just broken up into really tiny bits so that when you like take it, so whether it's in powder form or on your food or whatever like that, it is made really tiny. It's broken up into small bits, so it's absorbed faster by your bloodstream. There were a few studies. I don't know how accurate they were, but it was saying that it can be absorbed within an hour of consuming it. So it's not something that you would take and have to wait to see the benefits with retinols and stuff like that. It's something that if you just keep on top of, then your body's going to be quite thankful for it.
Yeah.
And as we said, this type of collagen is not just your skin, but it's your bones and your organs and stuff like that. So it's not just your skin that's going to benefit. Your insides are going to be pretty happy as well.
Popping.
Pretty happy in there. Let me get back. So in terms of the term collagen, the treatments aren't actually classified as a drug. So they don't have to go through any scientific studies to obviously be sold. Mm. So in terms of slightly more in-depth research, there isn't as much. But we, after having done the research on this, we know that collagen is produced in your body anyway. So what we're doing is we're not putting more collagen in there. We're just giving our body something to help promote collagen being produced. Mm-hmm. So all of these tablets and things, even though they say collagen on the front of them, like, it's not really quite as simple as they try and make it seem.
Yeah, they're lying.
Yeah, which is where I'm going to explain where the collagen in these products comes from.
Okay, shoot.
And this is where we kind of get to the veggie vegan bit, because I was saying, it's not vegetarian, it's not vegan, but give me 5 minutes and I'm going to tell you how you can help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So as I was saying, the collagen that we can take in supplement form is hydrolyzed. So when you have a look, so for instance, I was having a look on all the MyProtein websites and stuff like that, kind of went on Google, took the top hits and went to see what the products were actually made from. And there's a lot of collagen that's made from fish. So it will say hydrolyzed collagen in brackets fish. Mm. And then sometimes it will say porcine collagen or bovine collagen. And the porcine is from a pig, so that's pork, and the bovine is from cows, so it's kind of more beefy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the how would you recognize, right, remember that, but beefy.
Yeah, so it's like, well, the porcine is just like pork and the bovine is like beef, but obviously it's really important, not only just for veggies and vegans to know this, but for obviously different religions, like a lot of religions don't eat certain meats or whatever.
Any intolerances as well, like if you have any.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so personally, like I was saying, I don't eat pork or beef, but I do eat fish. So obviously, if I wanted to buy some collagen, I would make sure it's not from a cow or a pig. But as I was saying, yeah, it's kind of basically they take it from the animal in a very complicated manner that we actually don't really need to know about. Well, that I can't properly explain very eloquently.
We aren't scientists. We're not dermatologists. We just love skincare.
And we do the research so we don't have to. So it goes through a process of getting the amino acids from the protein, and then they make it all small, and then they put it into the supplement, and then you take it. So it just helps to create connective tissues, which is in your skin and your muscles and whatnot. Now, as I was saying earlier, large collagen molecules, just they don't, you can't absorb them. So please don't fall for anything that's going to be like, oh yeah, you're going to put collagen directly on your skin.
Quite expensive as well, all these
collagen things. Yeah, they are. Yeah, so you can often find things like the Elemis Pro Collagen Balm and things that you that you really like to use.
Yeah.
But that's, again, that's just got these amino acids in and things like that. So again, just make sure you're reading products that have collagen written on the front of them if you're vegetarian. However, if you are taking capsules or anything, obviously when you buy it, it'll tell you how many you need to take. But it's recommended that you take between 5 and 10 grams a day. So you can get enough. But again, like I said, I don't know whether that's as much as like a scoop or 2 tablets or whatever. So just make sure you read in the packets and stuff like that.
That could be quite misleading as well, because you know how I said before that you can get quite a big tub for $10.99?
Yeah.
If that tub is only meant to last 2 weeks, then that is expensive.
Yeah,
exactly. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're meant to take a few a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah, that's it.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, just make sure you know how much you need to be taking. And especially it is really good for athletes. So if you're, I don't know, maybe trained, not saying that people that run half marathons are classed as athletes. However, I remember when I ran a half marathon, I'd really hurt the tendons and the ligaments in my knee. And if you're taking supplements like this, like I was saying, the type 1 is for bones, skin and connective tissues like your ligaments and tendons. So if you actually do have, even if you're not listening to this for your skin, you need to know a bit more about everything else. And these products actually will help with other things in your body at the same time. So if you, maybe if you want nice skin, then have it. But also if you're trying to do a half marathon or a marathon, and you've hurt your knee, this might help.
Or a 10K like me.
Or a 10K like you, yeah.
Just, I think it's important to note that, and although we are, you know, basically promoting skincare advice, this is one thing to look out for that has so many other benefits.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm going to swiftly move on, because obviously I've explained already where these amino acids come from. that are the hydrolyzed collagen.
How do you say that? Because you're saying amino and I say
know,
amino.
I think it's just because I'm northern, but I think it's amino.
Amino.
Amino, yeah, it's definitely amino. I apologize. The amino acids.
Yeah, amino.
Yeah, so basically, I've got a little list of things you can do to help you help your body produce collagen.
Yeah, so this is like for all vegans, veggies.
Yeah, people that don't want to consume collagen in supplement form. So we've actually spoken about a lot of these things in previous episodes. But one way of doing it is by having a less sugary diet, because mm-hmm. we know after the alcohol episode that sugar, if you consume a lot of it over time, it causes a process of glycation to start, and that basically starts to weaken all the proteins in your skin, aka the collagen and the elastin and everything, because you start to incorporate, it basically starts to make its own different type of structure within your skin, which is a lot weaker than what your body would naturally produce. It's very long-winded, but we speak about it in the alcohol episode, and we speak about it in the peptides episode as well, I think, very briefly. So if you want to know a little bit more about that and you listen on Entail, then there is a link for you to go and have a listen to them as well. But yeah, less sugary diet, which is going to benefit you in other ways as well. But another one is not smoking. We've not really looked too much into this as two non-smokers, but nicotine basically narrows the blood vessels in outer layers of your skin, so it kind of compromises oxygen being delivered to your biggest organ, basically. So that might lead to you looking a bit dull and gross as well. But yeah, not only are you doing all that, you kind of just, there's a lot of nasty chemicals in cigarettes and whatnot that can really do a lot of damage to your skin, and it's not, it's just not very nice. Another thing, as you would probably expect, no UV rays. So making sure you're wearing SPF all the time, because as we said in our SPF episode, UVA rays just completely smash apart your collagen and your elastin and everything like that. So the bonds are just broken. So just make sure you're wearing SPF every single day. Wear SPF 20, it's better than wearing nothing. But again, just be mindful that even if your moisturiser or your makeup is saying it's SPF 20, they literally just have to put a few drops of SPF in that mixture to say that it's got SPF in it.
Don't trust it.
It doesn't actually mean that it's like a very good SPF. So I would highly recommend that you just buy one SPF that you put on under any makeup, and then if your makeup's got it in, then it's a bit of a bonus. And then just having a healthy diet, Ames, you know.
Yeah, well, there's quite a lot of foods that you can have that are collagen rich.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, which obviously are suitable for, you know, like we keep saying about vegans and veggies and stuff. Yeah. But foods that everybody eats anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a big list. So you've got berries, garlic, eggs, tomatoes, avocado, pumpkin seeds, just greens, like green vegetables.
Yeah, broccoli's really good.
Yeah, citrus fruits.
Nuts. There's a real long list, to be fair.
Soybeans, carrots.
Yeah, I mean, the eggs, the cheese, the meat.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
obviously
guys.
Obviously not vegan friendly.
And they're like, yeah, for all you vegans, eggs. Sorry, guys, I'm just reading a little list of foods here. But,
yeah.
I mean, you vegans, you know, you've got like beans, carrots.
Yeah, apparently cabbage vegetables. Is really good.
Well, yeah, greens, yeah.
Cabbage, soy.
I do love cabbage, you know.
Yeah, nuts. It's pretty much a vitamin that's high in vitamins A and C and copper as well.
Yeah.
And then just there's a lot of berries. A lot of berries are super high in some nice little vitamins that are going to help with your collagen production. So to be honest, guys, just be healthy. And if you're leading a vegan diet, obviously I know you can still get a lot of very high processed foods, but you've probably eaten a lot healthier than I do. But like I was saying, I don't eat pork or beef, so yeah.
I think that quite sums that one up, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Not really much to say.
Yeah. I mean, I hope we've helped to explain exactly what collagen is. There was one last thing, actually, Ames.
Go on.
When I was doing my research, it makes absolutely no difference to what it does for us.
Could come and up our in a research. Pub quiz, though.
Yeah, very true. I'd bloody love a pub quiz. I might include this in my annual Christmas quiz. We should do a Christmas quiz at the end of the year.
What about everything
skincare,
we've done on
yeah.
skincare?
See how people get on. But yeah, what I found out was that the name collagen actually means glue producing. So in Greek, colla means glue and the gen is producing. So basically, collagen is what sticks everything together in the fibroblasts and that nice little skin layer that's going to make you look young and plumpy. Yeah. It's just a little fact that I found.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
Yeah, it's just like glue.
Yeah, sticking together. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything. I would be very inclined to go and buy myself some collagen products.
I think that's answered everybody's question. Like, is it worth it if you're saying you would?
Yeah, and to be fair, I will put the links again if you're listening on Entail, but I did find a few fish supplements, so I will link to them, and then obviously the other ones as well, but if you are pescatarian, then obviously you can have that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess if you're not, then I'm really sorry, and you're fully veggie, just eat smashed avocado on toast with pumpkin seeds.
Chia seeds.
Yeah, chia seeds. What else did we have? If you're veggie, then
beans,
eggs,
a lot of beans, yeah.
Bit of cheese, some broccoli would be nice on there. But yeah, get yourself a nice healthy diet and you're going to be grand.
All right then. Well, see you next week.
Yeah, I guess I'll see you next week, Ames.
See you later.
No, quickly, before
go.
Thanks everybody for getting in touch of late. We had a bit of an issue with last week's episode because we put it up and then it just disappeared for a lot of people, and I don't know why, to be honest, but we fixed it and it should be everywhere now. So that's all about Witch Hazel if you want to go listen to that. But please leave us a little review. We really do appreciate it, and it massively helps us.
Oh, it really does.
I'm not going to go to the ins and outs of it, but it really does. So we would massively, massively appreciate it if you could just give us a little 5 stars.
Thanks,
that'd be
guys.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Because we've got 69 and maybe it looks a bit rude, so maybe we should try and get to 70. Hee hee.
69, that's
well, thanks everyone, and I hope if you are listening on Intel, you enjoyed the additional content, and if you haven't downloaded it yet, I don't know what you're playing at.
Yeah, go on, get to it.
Lovely, well, I'll see you next week, Ames.
See you. Oh, no, wait, look, sorry.
Oh.
Just gone on iTunes, 70. Yeah.
We've got 70.
We have.
Well, now we need to get to 71, so somebody please help us out. Thanks, guys.
So we don't, yeah, we need 145 million.
We need more. Was it a review from somebody who's left a comment, or was it just a sticker? Just a 5-star.
Just a little sticker tap.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, we have got 70.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
Thanks. Bye.
We love you. Bye.